How to make small talk at professional and social events. Small talk is the gateway to meaningful connections, whether you're navigating a bustling networking event, a formal business dinner, or a casual social gathering. It's often dismissed as superficial chit-chat, but in reality, mastering the art of small talk can open doors to new opportunities, build lasting relationships, and enhance your professional and social life. In this comprehensive guide, we'll dive deep into how to make small talk effectively at both professional and social events. From preparation strategies and icebreaker ideas to keeping conversations flowing and handling awkward moments, you'll learn practical tips backed by psychology, communication experts, and real-world examples. If you've ever felt tongue-tied at events, this article is your roadmap to confident, engaging interactions that leave a positive impression. Understanding small talk begins with recognizing its purpose. It's not about deep discussions but creating rapport and comfort. In professional settings, it can lead to collaborations, mentorships, or job offers. In social scenarios, it fosters friendships and a sense of belonging. According to communication studies from Harvard Business Review, people who excel at small talk are perceived as more approachable and likable, boosting their influence in both spheres. With the right techniques, even introverts can turn these fleeting exchanges into memorable encounters. Why small talk matters in professional and social contexts. In the professional world, small talk is the lubricant for networking. Imagine attending a conference where you strike up a conversation about the keynote speaker's insights with a potential client. That initial chat could evolve into a lucrative partnership. Research from the Journal of Applied Psychology shows that incidental interactions, like small talk, build trust faster than formal pitches. At events like trade shows or corporate mixers, these conversations help you stand out in a sea of suits and handshakes. Socially, small talk serves as the foundation for deeper bonds. At weddings, parties, or community meetups, it breaks the ice and reveals shared interests. Psychologists note that humans are wired for connection, and small talk activates the brain's reward centers, releasing dopamine that makes interactions enjoyable. Neglecting it can lead to isolation, while embracing it enriches your life. In both arenas, small talk demonstrates emotional intelligence, a key trait for leaders and social butterflies alike. Despite its importance, many struggle with small talk due to fear of rejection or running out of topics. But fear not, with structured approaches, you can transform anxiety into anticipation. This guide will equip you with tools to make small talk a superpower, enhancing your career trajectory and social circle. Common challenges in making small talk and how to overcome them. One of the biggest hurdles is the awkward silence syndrome. You've initiated a conversation, but it fizzles out, leaving you scrambling for words. This often stems from overthinking or lack of preparation. To overcome it, adopt a mindset shift, view small talk as a game, not a performance. Practice active listening, focus on the other person's responses rather than your next line. This reduces pressure and makes exchanges more natural. Another challenge is cultural differences. In professional events, what's casual banter in one culture might seem too forward in another. Be observant and adapt, start neutral and gauge comfort levels. For introverts, the energy drain from crowds is real. Combat this by setting small goals, like 3 meaningful chats per event, and taking breaks to recharge. Rejection fears can paralyze, but remember, not every interaction needs to be profound. A polite smile and exit line like "it was great chatting, enjoy the event," keeps doors open. By addressing these challenges head-on, you'll build resilience and confidence in your small talk skills. Preparation strategies, setting yourself up for success. Preparation is key to effortless small talk. Before an event, research the context. For professional gatherings, review the agenda, speakers, or attendees via LinkedIn. Jot down notes on current industry trends or recent news for easy openers. Socially, think about the host's interests or common themes like travel or hobbies. Dress appropriately to boost confidence. Your outfit should align with the event's vibe, making you feel at ease. Mentally rehearse scenarios, visualize approaching someone, smiling, and asking an open-ended question. Apps like Eventbrite or Meetup can provide icebreaker prompts tailored to the occasion. Build a mental toolkit of universal topics, weather, if event-related, food/drinks at the venue, or positive observations like "this venue is stunning." Avoid controversial subjects like politics or religion initially. With preparation, you'll enter events with a proactive mindset, ready to engage. Starting conversations, effective icebreakers. The magic of small talk begins with a strong opener. smile genuinely and make eye contact to signal approachability. Situational comments work wonders. At a professional mixer, what brought you to this conference invites sharing without pressure. Socially, how do you know the host uncovers connections. Open-ended questions encourage elaboration over yes/no answers. Instead of do you like the food, ask what's your favorite dish here so far. Compliments are gold, but keep them sincere and non-personal. I love your take on that industry trend versus appearance-focused remarks. Humor can lighten the mood, but tread lightly. Self-deprecating jokes like I'm terrible at remembering names, but yours is memorable, build rapport. Observe body language. If they're open, uncrossed arms, facing you, proceed. If closed, gracefully move on. These starters set a positive tone for deeper dialogue. Keeping the conversation flowing, transition tips. Once started, sustain momentum by listening actively. Nod, maintain eye contact, and paraphrase, so, you're passionate about sustainable tech, that's fascinating. This shows engagement and prompts more sharing. Find common ground. If they mention travel, share a quick anecdote or ask about their favorite trip. Use the Ford method, family, occupation, recreation, dreams, to guide topics naturally. In professional settings, pivot to business subtly. That sounds like a great project, what's next for your team? Socially, keep it light with stories or questions about hobbies. If stuck, comment on the environment, the music here is great, what's your go-to playlist? Watch for cues to wrap up gracefully, ensuring the exchange ends on a high note. Flowing conversations build genuine connections over time. Body language and nonverbal cues in small talk. Words are only half the story, nonverbals speak volumes. Stand tall with open posture, shoulders back, arms relaxed to convey confidence. Mirror the other person's energy subtly to create rapport without mimicking. Eye contact builds trust, but don't stare, aim for 3 to 5 seconds per glance. Smiling warmly invites positivity. In groups, face the circle to include everyone. Hand gestures should enhance, not distract, keep them natural. Avoid barriers like crossed arms or checking your phone, which signal disinterest. In professional events, a firm but not crushing handshake sets a strong tone. Socially, hugs or nods depend on cultural norms. Mastering these cues amplifies your verbal small talk, making you magnetic. Handling awkward moments gracefully. Awkwardness is inevitable, but recoverable. If a joke falls flat, laugh it off. That didn't land, let's try another topic. Misunderstandings? Apologize briefly and clarify. Running dry on topics? Use the environment or mutual contacts as lifelines. If someone seems disengaged, exit politely. I see a friend, let's catch up later. Practice recovery lines to build poise. Overcoming shyness involves small wins. Start with familiar faces, then branch out. Remember, most people are nervous too. Empathy turns awkwardness into bonding opportunities. With grace, these moments become growth stories. Differences between professional and social small talk. Professional small talk is goal-oriented, steer towards opportunities while staying polite. Topics lean business achievements, challenges, trends. Keep it concise, aiming for value exchange. Social small talk is relaxed, focusing on fun and personal shares. Delve into hobbies, family, if appropriate, or pop culture. It's longer, more meandering, prioritizing enjoyment over agenda. Blend contexts wisely. At a work holiday party, mix professional insights with lighthearted banter. Adapt to the crowd, formal for executives, casual for peers. Understanding nuances ensures authenticity across settings. Advanced techniques, from small talk to big opportunities. Elevate small talk by asking insightful questions that reveal passions. What's the most exciting project you're working on? This transitions to substantive discussions. Share value, offer a tip or introduction. Follow up post-event with a LinkedIn message recapping the chat. Track interactions in a journal for patterns and improvements. For leaders, use small talk to mentor subtly or spot talent. In sales, it uncovers needs organically. Advanced practitioners turn chit-chat into career catalysts. Practice and continuous improvement. Like any skill, small talk improves with practice. Join Toastmasters or networking groups for low-stakes drills. Role play with friends, recording for self-review. Seek feedback, how did that conversation feel? Read books like How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Attend varied events to adapt styles. Set metrics, conversations per event, follow UPS initiated. Celebrate progress to stay motivated. Over time, small talk becomes second nature, amplifying your presence. Conclusion. Mastering small talk at professional and social events isn't just polite, it's powerful. It forges networks, sparks joy, and propels growth. From icebreakers to graceful exits, the tools here empower you to engage authentically. Start small, next event, initiate one chat. Watch connections unfold. In a disconnected world, your small talk skills make you indispensable. Go forth, converse, and conquer.